It's time now for our stock and business update here on 96.3 News Radio KKOB, today sponsored by Cetera Advisors Network. And joining us from Cetera now is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, $200 million lost in cryptocurrencies in one day. Last week, over $1 trillion in wealth evaporated. What does your crystal ball predict next?
Hey, Bob, you don't need a crystal ball. All you need to do is look at history, see what's going to happen next, and maybe a little common sense. This modern monetary theory promoted by Washington doesn't work, hasn't worked in 5,000 years, and we know you can't print your way to prosperity. There's no painless way to fix the economy. Even the Federal Reserve raising interest rates can't do that. Eventually, it's going to say uncle.
Okay, now, who came up with the modern monetary theory, and why has it been such a horrible failure?
Well, let's go back to the Depression in the 1930s. John Maynard Keynes came up with that theory, where he said that money is qualitative value and it doesn't possess any moral or quantitative constraints. Again, now we see what that means. The modern monetary theorists believe in printing press can form, in the form of M1 money supply, can create prosperity. The Fed's printing of money has basically, they think that they can raise taxes, Bob, and interest rates and hope to effectively destroy money and kill inflation.
Okay, that doesn't sound like you believe in that theory since inflation is at 41-year highs. Why can't the Fed just keep kicking the can down the road? It's worked in the past, right? I mean, what makes you think that this time is different?
Well, Bob, you know, we always talk about the Fed has created 9 out of 10 recessions. They keep raising interest rates until they break something. But, you know, it's never different, Bob. It always ends badly with all these unintended consequences. In my 35 years of business, Bob, you remember Black Monday, October 19, 1987, where the market dropped 22% in one day, right?
Yep.
And then thanks to Alan Greenspan, newly appointed by Ronald Reagan, who's the new Fed chairman, he cranked up the printing presses. The next day, the market rallied. And, again, they brought in the plunge protection team. So 35 years, Bob, $30 trillion in debt in our country, $9 trillion of money printed by the Federal Reserve. The M1 money supply, Bob, would you believe, increased 26%. It's the largest jump since 1943, since the pandemic started on March of 2020. Again, 75% of that is turning into inflation, and that's according to Steve Hanke, professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University, and John Greenwood, chief investment officer for Invesco Funds. Their article on February 21st, 2021, basically this money boom is here with us and it's here to stay. You should get that article. I put it on our website, myfinancialsense.com. Just go to the resource tab and read that article. But basically the article concluded that inflation will be with us through 2024.
Okay, so if all of those trillions of M1 money supply hits our economy like a tsunami, is the market destined to crash like it did in October 1987? And how will the Fed's plunge protection team save our economy?
Well, you know what? It's basically they're going to devaluate our dollar. And it isn't the stock market we need to be worried about. It's our dollar. Again, they'll try to kick this can down the road. But, Bob, you know what? We've run out of road.
Well, what happens next, then, if they can't kick the can down the road?
The Fed has another plan. Washington has another plan. They'll try to export inflation. And the rest of the world has seen that the dollar has been rising. But, again, the dollar is the cleanest shirt in the stinky laundry bin. Again, that has been working very well. Russia invaded Ukraine. We all know that about 100 days ago, and now oil is hitting $114 a barrel. It's actually even higher today. It's $115 today. That's up more than 50% since the invasion. Gas prices have nearly doubled, and again, we have no baby formula for our mothers. Commodities like soy and milk are in short supply, and our European allies, sanctions aren't really stopping Russia with their economic situation, especially our allies like Japan are buying more Russian oil by the boatload. China and India, of course, are buying oil, and their billions of people are hungry for energy, and this war is over limited resources, and it'll just drag on.
All right, so is that why Russia is now requiring that its oil be purchased for those who are buying it with rubles instead of the dollar? And does that mean that there are cracks forming? Yeah.
The rubles hit a five-year high. I guess, we are short of time this morning, but I'll be on with Brandon at 2 o'clock at the closing bell, and we're going to talk more about this economy, the Washington-created economy versus the real economy. So stay tuned to that, and again, you got to benefit from these investments that benefit from the inflation supercycle, like the necessities of life, food, energy, metals, and shelter. So, of course, our listeners are going to tune in for that.
All right, Pavlos, how can people reach you?
You reach us here locally, 505-828-4068. If you're interested in signing up for our In the Room with Ben Stein, it'll be this Thursday at 12 o'clock. And also, I want to mention that the soccer game will be on this Saturday. United is taking on Phoenix, the number one team, and we're going to have Greek night at the United game. So you might want to check that out. Just go to HEPA 501. You can sign up for that worthwhile game, and let's cheer on our team. Lastly, I want to mention Security Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, don't believe what they're telling you.
Okay. All right, Pavlos, we'll talk to you next week.